This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing...
Thank you for calling Cake Squad Flying Care. Valerie speaking. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. You say your name is... I barely can hear you. Say your name is Rebecca, you said?
Valerie? Hi, how can
you said
I
your name was
you?
Rebecca?
No, my name is Valerie.
Valerie, I'm sorry. I barely can hear you, Ms. Valerie. I thank you for that. This is Naomi with XPO. I do have an FMS number I'd like to present to you. If you can assist me.
Sure, I'm ready.
All right, so it is 783-346-66.
Okay, thank you. One second, please, while
yes,
I pull
ma'am.
That up. Okay, can you please verify client's name and delivery address, please?
Alonzo Barnes, 1010 North Poplar Street, Waukegan, Illinois, 60085.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. We also have their contact number listed as 224-733-4861. And is this for a redo or...
All right, so the technician advised me that he gave the customer a pre-call, and in that pre-call, the customer stated that he is not home. He had surgery. I did speak with the customer. He did confirm what the tech stated, and he said we'll call back whenever he's able to reschedule.
So I do see it's already been placed in reschedule status. Let me remember I have listed here. Let's see. Yeah, it's coming up totally different name.
Okay, so the FMS number is 783-346-66.
Oh, no, I have that.
Oh, that you said it's coming up a different name.
Oh, it is. Well, same name. Sorry, different address. Sorry. For when I'm putting it in our brief system, too, I'll give you the brief number. Yeah, just different address came up. Let's see. I know I hate to now call him and bug him. I feel bad. He just had surgery, to confirm.
He sounds strong. If you want to call to confirm, I did say that I told him for him to reach out to Best Buy whenever he's ready to reschedule. So he says, sure, no problem. So if you want to call now, he's strong enough, wasn't, sounding weak-minded or in pain to say, I can't talk too long,
Okay. Because sometimes that's tricky. I'm like,
no problem.
And then they get annoyed because they're like, well, I just called. When we're trying to follow up. Hold on. I'm trying to find the original order. So something was already delivered then to him, I think, and you guys installed it on May. So I'm just looking up that original order. Did he say why it's a redo? Because it's a both.
Say that again.
This is more like a redo.
I didn't go in details in reference to what service he's supposed to be getting. Let me see what it was.
For the electrical Bowflex bike, I guess.
Right.
That is for.
All right, so it looked like it was originally on the 7th of May. He was scheduled, but it was a not at home.
Oh, okay, and then it was completed in air. Okay.
No. I apologize. One second. I called. He answered. He's there. Okay, no. It was delivered. I apologize. The notes I didn't finish. It's good to always finish reading. The tech called to say that customer, he's at the customer home and no answer. But when we called the customer did answer and he said he was there. So it looked like it was completed. So maybe this is just probably, I guess, maybe something went wrong with it. I didn't ask the customer why we were coming back out to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but it was delivered and completed. It was installed, I should say.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. I'm going to confirm with him and I'll be
sure,
back to briefcase.
No problem, Ms. Valerie.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much for giving us this call. Thank you so much for holding. Sorry, he was kind of like, he called us yesterday to reschedule, and he's like, and they still showed up or called. He goes, when
okay,
nobody, they didn't take note of it, and I apologize. I do see the notes here, but I think it was, I don't know who took it. I think it was one of our overseas partners. I don't know. Let me look her up. So, because I'm not seeing her in our system. Thank you so much, though, for holding. I have the case ID as well.
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. It is going to be, and he was very nice about it. I guess he's not home still or something.
Mm-hmm.
Case ID will be 287. 873-483.
All right, so you presented me with 287-873-483.
Yes, that's correct. All right,
thank you for that, Miss Valerie. All right, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Geek Talk Time Care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, ma'am.